Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jackson tells me that Patrick Wilson from Shoreline is the lucky 4 o'clock hour contestant.
That's
but he's
correct.
Not a winner yet. He's just a contestant because he's got a text 49451, right? 49451, courtesy of AQC.
Now, from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
He's got a call.
Oh, he's got a call.
695.
I didn't have to read in front of me.
See, I thought I would let you handle that.
Yeah, you're full of crap is what you are.
Why do you say that?
Because you weren't in the room.
I was in the sports pit. I got distracted by Kevin Shockey. Thought maybe for a quick second that you'd take over and run the show. So
well, I can do that if I get a little bit of
prep
ahead of time.
Now we know you need prep. Now we know you need some warning, and that's fine. Patrick Wilson from Shoreline got 5 minutes called back, 286-9595, which he's already done, so you're off the hook.
There we go.
He's already called back. We are now 9-10 on the day. We're perfect so far. I can't speak for the rest of the radio station, but we are 2-2 so far. So text in your first and last name right now to 49451, the city you're from as well, and we'll draw and announce another name at 5 o'clock tonight in the EQ C Note contest. All right, you want some baseball? The Mariners today against the Tigers. Yeah, not very good.
Yay!
They lose 8-3. Justice Sheffield, 4 innings, 5 runs, 3 earned. He's now 5-5 with a 4.91 ERA. Mitch Haniger, not 1 but 2 bombs, now has 16 on the year. M's are 31-33. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Tigers. They'll head to Cleveland for 3 games starting tomorrow.
The recommendation from the College Football Playoff Management Committee will be a 12-team playoff that will include the 6 highest-ranked conference champions and 6 wild cards. The earliest it would start is 2023, with 4 to 10 bowl games being eliminated in the process.
That's not a bad thing, right? People that are bitching about too many bowl games.
Gasparilla Bowl is gone.
Hey, don't be crapping on the Gasparilla Bowl.
The Poulon Weed Eater Lawnmower Bowl.
Big Boy Motors Bowl, whatever the hell it is. The Mowing Bowl. The Buccaneers. Damn it, I did it again. For God's sakes, the Bucs looking to avoid an 0-3 hole against the Nets. Game 3 of the East Semis tonight at Milwaukee at 4:30. Utah looking for a 2-0 lead on the Clippers. Game 2 of the Western Semis at 7 o'clock tonight in Salt Lake City.
NFL suspended Packers tight end Jay Sternberger for 2 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
We got baseball scores. Dodgers lead the Pirates. That game just went final 6-3, actually, in 8 innings. Must have been called due to bad weather in Pittsburgh. Brewers and the Reds 7-2. Milwaukee gets the win. Phillies take out the Braves in 10, 4-3. Rockies, Marlins, and the Astros, Red Sox just about to get underway in a matter of seconds. All right, joining us right now on the radio show, former Supersonic head coach, former Golden State Warrior head coach, former Seton Hall Pirates head coach, and now a resident of the city of Seattle. The guy could live anywhere. He chooses to live in the great PNW. Now doing games for the NBA on ESPN Radio. We got the Bucks and Nets tipping off in about 25 minutes from now in Game 3 of that series. Our old pal PJ Carlissimo joining us on the radio program. Coach, how are you?
Excellent, gentlemen. Good being with you. I miss it. I'm spending too much time in Bristol. I'm missing Seattle. I got home for my son's graduation from Seattle Prep for 3 days, but I'm banished back to Bristol for a while.
Yeah, we got to get you and the NBA back in town, by the way. Both of those things together. Well, let's first of all talk about the game that's about to tip off in a half hour or so from now. How surprised are you, number one, that Milwaukee is down 0-2, and how surprised are you at how easy the Nets have made this series look so far?
I'm not as surprised. If you'd asked me in my heart, I probably would have said it'll be 1-1 after the first 2 games. We thought this was going to be, and hopefully it still is going to be, one of the better series. The Bucks looked so impressive against Miami. They're obviously the best scoring. They've been the best scoring team in the league the last 3 years. They really defend well. I thought the additions they made prepared him better for the playoffs. And even respecting Brooklyn, I said, this is really going to be good. I am shocked they've made it look as easy as they have. I mean, it's been basically embarrassing for Milwaukee to this point, and I'm hoping that they can rebound. Their perimeter guys have got to shoot the ball well, which they haven't done at all. The three-point line has killed them. Brooklyn's making their threes. Milwaukee is not defending it very well. And Milwaukee, you got two of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. I think Brooklyn was second in the regular season and Milwaukee was fifth. But right now, the average for two games, 120 points for Brooklyn and 96.5 for the number one scoring team in the league. So I'm very, very surprised it's been as one-sided as it has been.
Is it a fixable issue, Coach? Is this an X's and O's situation that Coach can fix, or is this more of an effort energy type thing? Because the Nets just appear more alive and more awake.
Well, it's both. It's funny how when the shot goes in, it makes such a big difference. Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday just aren't shooting the ball well. Bryn Forbes didn't shoot it well in the first game. And, I mean, they've done it all throughout their careers. So you got to give the Nets credit for the way they're contesting him. It's one of those circular arguments. If Milwaukee would put the ball in the basket and make Brooklyn take the ball out of bounds, Milwaukee can get back, can set up their defense, can do a much better job of limiting the three-point shots that Brooklyn's getting. Now, you know, you're still not going to limit Kevin Durant or Kyrie. They're going to get whatever they want, but they're giving them everything. They're scoring in transition. They're hardly making them run offense against their half-court defense. They're turning the ball over more than they normally do. And then they're struggling at the other end because they are taking the ball out of bounds every time. Every time they come down the floor, they're going against Brooklyn's set defense. Their length is bothering them. Brooklyn is clearly defending at a better level than they have the entire year. Giannis can't get going because he can't get going in transition. That taking the ball out of bounds and not forcing turnovers is making them run half-court offense, which is not his forte. Compounding that is the fact that Drew and Chris Middleton and their perimeter guys are missing threes, so they're just packing it in. Brooklyn's just, you know, playing elbows and boxes and going, hey, until you guys start making some perimeter shots, we're just going to collapse in. Giannis is like playing in quicksand. He can't even get to the rim. And KD's length is bothering him, to be honest with you. KD is defending really well. He's averaging a couple blocks a game. I think he's second so far in the playoffs in block shots. So it's been a nightmare. I think it's fixable because Milwaukee's been too good all year. But, I mean, right now, it better be fixable in a couple hours because if they don't fix it tonight, it's over. They're not coming back from 3-0. They'll have their hands full coming back from 2-0. But they absolutely need to win this game tonight. And then it'll get interesting whether Brooklyn has to bring Harden back or whether Jeff Green's going to be, you know, okay for game. We have game 5 also on Sunday. So it's all or nothing tonight for the Bucks.
Yeah, they don't win tonight. There ain't going to be no Game 5. I got news for you, pal. So they got to get there.
We have Game 4 on Sunday. You're right. There may not be a Game 5.
Right. Well, PJ Carlesimo with us. And, Coach, the last two MVPs are both in 0-2 holes with Giannis and the Joker. And ever since about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter of Game 1 against Phoenix, Denver has been steamrolled by this Phoenix Sun basketball team. And I saw where Mike Malone came out after game one and said they played soft. Then he came out yesterday and said they played scared. And you know, I'm kind of wondering if maybe Mike Malone has lost these guys a little bit temporarily. How surprised would you be if Denver came back and won that series?
Right now, I'd be surprised for sure. It just shows you though how quickly things can change. If you go back a couple nights, it's probably more than a week now. Chris Paul can hardly lift his arm up. You wonder whether he's going to be able to play the way he was playing in Game 2. It looks like L.A. is going to, you know, walk through that series, and boom, he comes back and plays. AD goes down. They handle the Lakers, and now they came out, and they've basically, as you said, since the second half of Game 1, they've run Denver out of Phoenix. It was embarrassing. Joker's playing well. Can he play better? Yeah. But, I mean, it's hard. They're just ganged up on him, and he's getting no help at all right now. Chris Paul is playing as well as he's ever. I mean, he had 15 assists last night, no turnovers. and, you know, they're just making it look easy. I feel badly for Michael Malone because this team, you know, after they lost Jamal Murray, he missed, I think, 24 games. Everybody thought they were going to fall apart. And primarily because of Joker, they stayed with it. You know, they were the number three team. They did a really good job. I thought it would be a really competitive series. And same thing, it's been completely the other way. They look like they don't belong on the floor with Phoenix. Now, good news is they're going home. What the Clippers did was unbelievable, going down, you know, 0-2 at home and then having to go on the road and come back. At least Denver and Milwaukee has the advantage of these game threes that are must wins are in their own buildings. If you just watch these two games, you would say there's no way they're coming back, but both of those teams were too good all year. You know, they've proven how good they are, what they're capable of doing. You have to believe that they're going to be able to come back and be a lot more competitive and win these game threes so we have a series, because it's, you say exactly the same thing for both of them. If they don't step up and win game threes, the series are over.
Well, and you mentioned Chris Paul there, and it seems like in playoff past it's been whoever superstar plays the best wins and advances. But this year, and Chris Paul's a perfect example, this year it seems like the most successful teams in the playoffs, Coach, have been the ones where the second, third, and fourth options have stepped up. Have you noticed that?
Well, I think there's an element of truth to that, and there's also an element of truth to the injuries are wreaking havoc with all these series. I mean, we had so many injuries before it even started, like guys that were out for the year and weren't going to be able to play. And then right from the jump street in the play-in games and, you know, early in the first round, there was a slew of injuries. Guys went down. I mean, you're looking at the Brooklyn series. DiVincenzo's out for the entire series. Jeff Green is yet to play. James Harden played, 43 seconds? Mm-hmm. You know, that's just in one series. The Denver series, Jamal Murray has been out for the entire year. You're talking a guy that carried them along with the Joker in the playoffs last year. Phoenix, for a while, it looked like they weren't going to have CP3. Now he's playing like he's not even injured. So, I mean, it's crazy. I think I agree with what you're saying. The other players are stepping up, but it's also scary the amount. You know, LeBron was not 100%. Now, LeBron played well, but, I mean, he and I'm not taking anything away from Phoenix at all, but I thought if the Lakers were healthy, they were still the team to beat.
Yes.
They were not even remotely near healthy. But LeBron guts through it and play, you know, still plays well and did a good job. AD just couldn't go. So I hate to say it, but I'm afraid we haven't seen our last injuries yet. And going forward, it's, you know, who's going to be helped. Brooklyn has just been dealing with it all year. They, like, you know, it's one of those wheels you spin and see which guys are going to be there. I mean, as long as they have two of the three on a given night, it doesn't seem to matter which two it is. But Harden played so well. KD is playing right now, but it's funny how many of these injuries are hamstring injuries that day-to-day, that, you know, they just don't know what to do. Literally, they don't know when a guy can come back. Harden missed so many games. His was one injury. KD had the same injury on the other leg. He missed like 20-some days. They kept saying, when's he going to come back? And it wasn't right. So it's too bad. I still think it's going to come down to the superstars. It always does. Philadelphia is the other series that I'm spending a lot of time with. We've got that game tomorrow night. If Joel Embiid is healthy, Philadelphia can beat anybody in the NBA in a seven-game series.
Yeah.
If he's not 100% or misses more than a game, they can't win. Absolutely. As, you know, as good as their other guys are, they can't win without him. So it's probably the same thing. Like, if he goes down, yeah, these teams that have two superstars have a great chance, but those superstars better be healthy.
Well, PJ Carlesimo with us. He's working for ESPN Radio. We got the Bucks and Nets obviously tipping off in about 10 minutes from Milwaukee. And I want to get a quick thought from you on LeBron. He's taken some heat now from a lot of people for walking off the court early in that loss to Phoenix. You know, he did that last year in the NBA Finals in that loss, I believe, in Game 3 to Miami. What do you say to all the LeBron critics out there right now?
I'm disappointed. He's classier than that. He normally handles things very well. He wasn't happy with – they all got upset when Devin Booker dunked the ball. And the young Suns, with the exception of CP, played like the young Suns. They were kind of, you know, jumping up and down, and maybe, you know, there's a code, okay, you know, act like you've done it before. You know, you don't have to celebrate and rub it in our face. We are the defending champs. Okay, to an extent, but if they do that, you still act the right way. You still go shake hands, and I know there's COVID protocols and all that, but, I mean, they ignore that for, you know, for guys that are their buddies and stuff. So they should, I think, LeBron should have acted the way he has for most of his career. Be classy, shake hands. Wasn't happy with the way they acted. Wasn't happy with the fact that they got drilled, you know, and the injuries had a lot to do with it. So what? You've been on the other side of that. Return the respect to the other team. I was disappointed. To me, that was unlike LeBron. I give you what he did last year. During the playoffs, to me, is not as bad. I didn't like walking off last year either, down in the bubble. But after the clinching game, that one's disappointing to me.
Coach, big article today from David Aldridge in The Athletic about the watchability of this year's playoffs. He mentioned this is going to be the first time in 15 years that LeBron, Steph, or Kobe won't be in the finals. Is that a danger signal for the league as far as watchability or overblown?
I hate to say overblown because I like DA a lot and I usually agree with what he says. It's going to be different for people. Let's put it that way. I think people are going to have to educate themselves. KD is still there. I just think that people have to get used to some of these new guns. Damian Lillard probably would not like me calling him a new gun, but certainly a Luka Doncic or a Trae Young, they're here to stay. They're going to be here for a long time, but we still have, you know, enough Embiids, enough the Joker's been around a little bit. These guys are going to, you know, they're the guys that are going to be there in the future. LeBron's not done for sure, nor is Steph. They're going to be back. But some of these guys, are A, they're a little bit different the way they act, but I'll tell you what, they're worth seeing. Luka Doncic, the way he played in that series against the Clippers, and Trae Young, the way he played against the Knicks and the way he's played in the first two games against the Sixers, there's some really, really talented young superstars that are going to be in this league for a long time. And I just hope that it's going to appeal to people. I don't know. Is it the same as Kobe, LeBron, Steph? No, of course not. But, you know, 10 years from now, we might be having these same. I don't know if we'll be here, but we'll be having these same conversations about Luka and Trae Young and, you know, this new generation of players.
No doubt. Coach PJ Carlissimo, great stuff. Looking forward to catching up again down the road. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and we'll talk soon, man.
Thanks, PJ.
You guys enjoy Seattle. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, man. PJ Carlissimo with us. We've got a break, come back, and talk about the big news of the day, and it's big, baby, in college football next on Soft.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.